B. BreedStandardLibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Giant Schnauzer, AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front and Side. Bite Scissor. Official Standard of the Giant Schnauzer. General Description: The Giant Schnauzer should resemble, as nearly as possible, in general appearance, a larger and more powerful version of the standard Schnauzer, on the whole a bold and valiant figure of a dog. Robust, strongly built, nearly square in proportion of body length to height at withers, active, sturdy, and well-muscled. Temperament which combines spirit and alertness with intelligence and reliability. Composed, watchful, courageous, easily trained, deeply loyal to family, playful, amiable in repose, and a commanding figure when aroused. The sound, reliable temperament, rugged build, and dense weather-resistant wiry coat make for one of the most useful, powerful, and enduring working breeds. Head strong, rectangular in appearance, and elongated, narrowing slightly from the ears to the eyes, and again from the eyes to the tip of the nose. The total length of the head is about one half the length of the back, withers to set on of tail. The head matches the sex and substance of the dog. The top line of the muzzle is parallel to the top line of the skull. There is a slight stop which is accentuated by the eyebrows. Skull, occiput to stop. Moderately broad between the ears, occiput not too prominent. Top of skull flat, skin unwrinkled. Cheeks flat, but with well-developed chewing muscles. There is no cheekiness to disturb the rectangular head appearance, with beard. Muzzle strong and well-filled under the eyes, both parallel and equal in length to the top skull, ending in a moderately blunt wedge. The nose is large, black, and full. The lips are tight, and not overlapping, black in color. Bite a full complement of sound white teeth, 6/6 incisors, 2/2 canines, 8/8 premolars, 4/6 molars, with the scissors bite. The upper and lower jaws are powerful and well formed. Disqualifying faults overshot or undershot. Ears, when cropped, identical in shape and length with pointed tips. They are in balance with the head and are not exaggerated in length. They are set high on the skull and carried perpendicularly at the inner edges with as little bell as possible along the other edges. When uncropped, the ears are V-shaped button ears of medium length and thickness, set high and carried rather high and close to the head. Eyes, medium size, dark brown, and deep set. They are oval in appearance and keen in expression with lids fitting tightly. Vision is not impaired nor eyes hidden by too long eyebrows. Neck strong and well arched, of moderate length, blending cleanly into the shoulders, and with the skin fitting tightly at the throat, in harmony with the dog's weight and build. Body compact, substantial, short coupled, and strong, with great power and agility. The height at the highest point of the withers equals the body length from breastbone to point of rump. The loin section is well developed, as short as possible for compact build. Forequarters: the forequarters have flat, somewhat sloping shoulders and high withers. Forelegs are straight and vertical when viewed from all sides with strong pasterns and good bone. They are separated by a fairly deep brisket which precludes a pinched front. The elbows are set close to the body and point directly backwards. Chest medium in width, ribs well sprung but with no tendency toward a barrel chest, oval in cross-section, deep through the brisket. The breastbone is plainly discernible, with strong forechest, the brisket descends at least to the elbows, and ascends gradually toward the rear with the belly moderately drawn up. The ribs spread gradually from the first rib so as to allow space for the elbows to move close to the body. Shoulders, the sloping shoulder blades, scapulae, are strongly muscled, yet flat. They are well laid back so that from the side the rounded upper ends are in a nearly vertical line above the elbows. They slope well forward to the point where they join the upper arm, humerus, forming as nearly as possible a right angle. Such an angulation permits the maximum forward extension of the forelegs without binding or effort. Both shoulder blades and upper arm are long, permitting depth of chest at the brisket. Back short, straight, strong, and firm. Tail: the tail is set moderately high and carried high in excitement. It should be docked to the second or not more than the third joint, approximately 1 1/2 to about 3 inches long at maturity. Hindquarters. The hindquarters are strongly muscled, in balance with the forequarters. Upper thighs are slanting and well bent at the stifles, with the second thighs, tibiae, approximately parallel to an extension of the upper neckline. The legs from the hock joint to the feet are short, perpendicular to the ground while the dog is standing naturally, and from the rear parallel to each other. The hindquarters do not appear overbuilt or higher than the shoulders. Croup full and slightly rounded. Feet well arched, compact and cat-like, turning neither in nor out, with thick tough pads and dark nails. Dewclaws, if any, on hind legs should be removed, on the forelegs, may be removed. Gait. The trot is the gait at which movement is judged. Free, balanced and vigorous, with good reach in the forequarters and good driving power in the hindquarters. Rear and front legs are thrown neither in nor out. When moving at a fast trot, a properly built dog will single track. Back remains strong, firm, and flat. Coat hard, wiry, very dense, composed of a soft undercoat and a harsh outer coat which, when seen against the grain, stands slightly up off the back, lying neither smooth nor flat. Coarse hair on top of head, harsh beard and eyebrows, the Schnauzer hallmark. Color, solid black or pepper and salt. Black, a truly pure black. A small white spot on the breast is permitted, any other markings are disqualifying faults. Pepper and salt outer coat of a combination of banded hairs, white with black and black with white, and some black and white hairs, appearing gray from a short distance. Ideally, an intensely pigmented medium gray shade with peppering evenly distributed throughout the coat, and a gray undercoat. Acceptable, all shades of pepper and salt from dark iron gray to silver gray. Every shade of coat has a dark facial mask to emphasize the expression, the color of the mask harmonizes with the shade of the body coat. Eyebrows, whiskers, cheeks, throat, chest, legs, and undertail are lighter in color but include peppering. Markings are disqualifying faults. Height. The height at the withers of the male is 25.5 inches to 27.5 inches, and of the female, 23.5 to 25.5 inches, with the mediums being desired. Size alone should never take precedence over type, balance, soundness, and temperament. It should be noted that too small dogs generally lack the power and too large dogs, the agility and maneuverability, desired in the working dog. Faults. The foregoing description is that of the ideal giant schnauzer. Any deviation from the above described dog must be penalized to the extent of the deviation. The judge shall dismiss from the ring any shy or vicious giant schnauzer. Shyness. A dog shall be judged fundamentally shy if, refusing to stand for examination, it repeatedly shrinks away from the judge, if it fears unduly any approach from the rear, if it shies to a marked degree at sudden and unusual noises. Viciousness. A dog that attacks or attempts to attack either the judge or its handler is definitely vicious. An aggressive or belligerent attitude towards other dogs shall not be deemed viciousness. Disqualifications. Overshot or undershot. Markings other than specified. Approved October 11, 1983.